King.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh my God, dude, I can't tell you how much I appreciate this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. 397 vehicles at Granger Nissan of Anderson right now. 286 brand new ones. 27 of those are Titans and 8 are Titan XDs. 35 brand new Titan trucks. The 2018 Titan Crew Cab, there's a special online right now for that one. Way off MSRP. Look, and I can't tell you that because I don't want it to change and all that, but way off MSRP with that one. It is truck month over at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Check out this beautiful Titan truck. Look there for the complete inventory. Again, you're talking about a massive bunch of Titans over at Granger Nissan of Anderson. 3510 Clemson Boulevard over in Anderson. 324-0650. 324-0650. Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty and proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. Tony Morrell joins us now of thebigspur.com. Good morning, Tony. Thanks for coming on with us this morning. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Blessed. Very blessed. Everything's great here. I'm going to start out with the one that everybody wants to know. What's the quarterback situation coming off of Skarnecki looking really good? Bentley's injury. What's Bentley's health? And what's the chance that we might see Michael Skarnecki this weekend against Texas A&M?
Well, expect to have a better feel for Jake Bentley's injury situation, maybe later today or tomorrow. With South Carolina having a bye week next weekend, I don't think they would rush Bentley back, particularly given how Skarnecki played against Missouri. But if Bentley can get back to 100% or pretty close to it, I would think he would get the start. But it's just going to depend on, I think more than anything, his mobility. They don't want to have him back there in a scenario where he can't move well enough to protect himself. So we'll see. It's a sprained knee that they thought was going to get better, or at least the pain was going to subside over the course of last week, and that his mobility would improve, and it just didn't happen. He went through pregame warm-ups and was dressed throughout the game, but was not able to go. So we'll just have to see how that knee responds to treatment and practice as this week goes on. Right now, no firm answer for you, unfortunately.
How does Skarnecki do this? I knew nothing about. Well, I've known the guy for 4 years now, but played so very little and no signs at all of doing it. He comes in 20 of 35, 249, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Looks good in moving the team. Clutch drive. How did this happen?
Well, I can't tell you I knew it was going to happen either. I actually picked South Carolina to lose the game in my Five Keys to Victory article. And the primary reason was the fact that Skarnecki was going to be getting the start and was a guy who, really hasn't played meaningful snaps since his, 5 years ago at the high school level. So there was no way to really predict this or see it coming. He played with poise. He seemed to have a clear understanding of the offense and where to go with the football. Saw the field well, and just I think he got to a point where, he was comfortable and just having fun with it. It's almost like he knew this could potentially be his one shining moment at South Carolina, and he was not going to let it slip away and was going to do anything he could to get the points when they needed points and move the football down the field. So, I think he shocked a lot of people and went out there and exceeded most or all expectations.
How many times in the last 3 years of Bentley has he looked better than what you saw out of Skarnecki? There are times where I thought Skarnecki, don't get me wrong, Bentley's had some good games in there, and a lot of it has to do with Missouri being just awful on defense. I know that, but I don't know. I can't remember Bentley looking a whole lot better than what we saw for Saturday from Skarnecki.
I don't think there's any question the gap is smaller than a lot of people realized. And I think that you know, what Skarnecki did well was just he made good decisions and quick decisions, and just seemed to go through his progressions better than we've seen from Bentley at times the last 2 years especially. I don't know why Bentley seems to have regressed, but it was almost like he did a better job of going through his progressions when he, you know, was fresh out of high school. So I think that's one of the things that where he has regressed, and Skarnecki really seemed to, you know, he would look at his first two or three options. If it wasn't there, he'd dump it off to the back or a safety valve or just get rid of the football and throw it away. He wasn't, you could tell that his mentality was he was not going to get South Carolina beat in this game. He wasn't going to put the ball in jeopardy. He wasn't going to turn it over. If it was there for the taking, he was going to take it. If it wasn't, he was going to live to see another down. And just played a really smart football game. So, you know, he's a guy that Steve Spurrier offered in high school. Nobody else really was on him. And Spurrier watched his senior film, liked some of the things he did, and sort of offered him out of the blue. And, you know, he hasn't really gotten an opportunity over the course of his career until now. And I think, you know, what you saw from him on Saturday gives you an idea of what Spurrier saw when he made the decision to offer him.
I talked about this earlier, and please feel free to disagree, but let's talk about what the fan base will look like. Let's say you start Bentley on Saturday and you lose to A&M. What's that look like compared to if you start Skarnecki and you lose to A&M, it's like, okay, we'll go back to Jake. If you start Bentley and you lose, you're like, man, wait a minute. You had all the momentum in the world. The offense was fun. The fan base was behind you. The crowd was electric for those that were there, and it was like all kinds of excitement. Why would you take the momentum off Skarnecki, what he brings to the offense right now? Does that thought process at all make any sense at all? If it's close enough in talent level, you got the guys got the momentum right now. Guys people are believing in right now. Why would you want to ruin that momentum?
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying for sure. I think, you know, they're going to be facing a different animal this week in A&M, you know, particularly. Yeah, and I think Missouri's defensive line is actually pretty good. I don't think their linebackers or secondary are on the same level, but A&M's defensive line is really good. And I think you need an experienced guy back there. I think it'd be a little bit more of a risk to go with Skarnecki again just because of his inexperience and some of the things he's going to face this week that he didn't face against Missouri. Like I said at the beginning of the segment, if Bentley's not 100% or close to it, if he's limited in any way, I don't think it makes sense to go with him. I think it makes much more sense to give Skarnecki another opportunity. Whether Bentley or Skarnecki is back there, South Carolina has to find a way to run the football better than they did against Missouri, and that's going to be even tougher against A&M, who leads the conference in rushing defense. But I just think whichever one of them is there, they have to be able to take some of the pressure off the passing game by running the football and having some success on the ground. So if they can't do that, I think it's going to be tough for them to win this game regardless of who starts at quarterback.
I was going to ask you the troubles, less than 3 yards a carry, 47 carries, 128 yards against Missouri. What are the issues up front? Scheme, talent in the backfield, defenses trying to take away the run. What's the issues with the running game here as of late?
Well, I think all of those are a factor to some degree. They don't have, you know, a go-to back that they know is going to be productive for them. It's been more of a by-committee deal. Rico Dowdle has been very up and down. Tyson Williams has been more consistent this year than last year, but has battled an ankle injury the last couple of weeks. He didn't play against Kentucky because of it and was able to return against Missouri, but I'm not sure he was full speed. A.J. Turner goes out with a concussion against Missouri. He's in concussion protocol this week, and it's unclear whether he'll be able to return on Saturday or not. Mon Denson has been battling a hamstring issue that has hurt him. So, you know, there's a lot of different things I think are going into it. The offensive line also has not gotten the push that they were getting at times earlier in the season. So, you know, they've got to figure that out. And some of it is in their control, some of it isn't, obviously with the injuries. But, you know, one way or another, I just think it's imperative that they find some balance offensively and get the running game going, because I just don't think their passing game is explosive enough and effective enough consistently to beat a good team if they can't run the football as well.
Have to stop the run as well. Missouri, I wasn't surprised Missouri was able to run it because they ran it against Georgia. 286 on the ground altogether, almost 500 yards of offense, 23 first downs. What were the major issues you saw on the defensive the defensive side of the ball?
Well, you know, South Carolina again, which is similar story against Kentucky the week before, they did a much better job in the second half of stopping the run than they did in the first half. And I don't know, you know, what the answer is there, but, you know, I think starting this week, they have to figure out what they're doing wrong there in the first half of games and not have to rely on making second half adjustments. But, you know, there were missed tackles. There were bad angles at times. You know, they gave up the one really long run, and, you know, Steven Montack, the safety, came up and just took a terrible angle on the ball carrier and turned what should have been, you know, an 8 or 9 yard gain into 70 plus yards. So, you know, it's just some of the little things that they're not doing well at times. And I know it has frustrated Will Muschamp and Jarvis Robinson and the rest of the defensive coaches. And it's something that you know, they have to get figured out here in the second half of the season, because it leaves them very vulnerable. And you can't count on always just making good second half adjustments. It just, at some point, that's going to, you know, become an impossible task for them, and they're going to, you know, start losing football games because of it. So I think that this weekend is a big one for them in that regard, and you know, they have to tackle better, take better angles, and, you know, they don't have a whole lot of linebacker depth. And I think they have some talent issues there as well. I think that hurts them. And then the safeties behind them have been up and down as well.
You have you talked a lot about injuries so far. Anybody you hadn't mentioned as far as could be out for Saturday?
Don't have a list in front of me, but you know, I think some of the ones I mentioned were the big ones: Turner, Denson. Some of the things they were battling. Brian Edwards is still battling the ankle, but he fought through it against Missouri. He was limping at the end of the game. And didn't start the game against Missouri, so I wouldn't expect him to be 100%, but he is expected to play, and I know he's a guy that will go out there and give everything he has to, you know, even with the injury.
Let's start on the A&M talk as far as specifics on each side of the ball. Give me a key for each side of the ball for the Gamecocks to be successful.
Yeah, well, offensively, I think we talked about it. I think they have to find some balance. You know, I don't think they're going to go out there and rush for 200 yards against this A&M defense, but I think they have to find a way to run the football well enough to keep them off balance, for play action to work, you know, for them to get in a rhythm with their play calling offensively. You know, the running game is a big part of that. Defensively, I think they have to stop the run. You know, I would expect A&M to come in with that big offensive line and try to control the line of scrimmage, control the game with their running game, and then mix in play action and let Kellen Mond, you know, try to make some of the big plays, you know, with his speed and scrambling out of there and some of the throws down the field. So I think if South Carolina can stop the run and force some obvious passing situations, then I think they have a better chance of getting off the field. And that's one of the things they did extremely well against Missouri, is get off the field on third down. I think Missouri ended up something like 4 for 15 on third down or something along those lines. And I think that will be a big key as well, that sort of ties in with being able to stop the run, is, you know, getting off the field on third down and not letting their fast-paced offense wear you down over the course of the game.
3:30 game. Clemson's off this weekend. Georgia's away from home this weekend. As far as recruiting goes, it seems like a pretty perfect scenario to bring in some big-time prospects.
Yeah, I would think it would be a good group. I have not gotten a list yet. Should get that later in the week, and we'll have that posted on Friday morning. But I would think it would be a good group, you know, both from in-state and from some guys coming in from North Carolina, Georgia, Florida. You know, they don't have a ton of spots left in the 2019 class, but are certainly working towards making progress with some of the younger guys for 2020 and beyond. And I would expect it to be a mix of both seniors and underclassmen this weekend.
Final one for you, just in what this game means we live in a world where every game is a big game and every loss is like the, it's a referendum on your staff. But in thinking about it, 4-2 and 3-3, that's a huge difference. Beating a ranked team, you know, you got that record up against you a little bit too. Going into an open date with Tennessee on the other side of it, this just looks like Tony's has mega game written all over it.
I would agree with that. It's a big game, both from a perception standpoint as well as just a I think a player mentality side of things. So you want to go into the bye week on a positive note. They would get a chance to get healthier, potentially get DJ Wonnum back for the Tennessee game, get Jake Bentley healthy, get some of these running backs healthy and just feel much better about the direction of things if they were 4-2 versus if they finished 3-3. You're going into the bye week and coming off a loss. I think that makes the job tougher for the coaches to keep the players up and keep them in a positive frame of mind overall. So I think a win this weekend would be big. And plus, you know, just the fact that they haven't beaten A&M since they joined the conference. It's a team they're going to be playing every year, for the foreseeable future as their permanent West opponent. And I think South Carolina has to find a way to make this a little bit more of an even game. They could have beaten them last year in Texas A&M and couldn't get it done there. So this is, a big game on a number of different levels.
I think as well, you talked about playing them every year, where Jimbo is and trying to build his, where Will Muschamp is and trying to build his. I think it's a huge game. Hey, finally, tell us about thebigspur.com and the coverage coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of A&M coverage the rest of this week. Recruiting list of visitors posted on Friday and continue to have recruiting news up until then. And we'll be following up with many of the visitors starting on Sunday. And then, of course, we'll have complete coverage before, during, and after the game on Saturday afternoon. So just go to thebigspur.com and become a member today.
Always appreciate it, man. Got an open date next week, but let's review Texas A&M and see where you are heading to the last stretch of the season next week.
Sounds great.
All right. Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Hey, off date for Clemson. You're not working this weekend, Mr. Orr 24. I want to do this for you, pal.
What's that?
I want to send you down to Katichi.
Whoa.
I want you and your bride, your future bride, to head down this way. Get you to play a little golf, get you some good food, even put you up for a night down there.
How about that? That'd be sweet.
Man. The scenic, quiet escape. You need a quiet weekend, don't you?
Quiet weekend. I don't need any kind of distractions.
Yeah, 420 pristine acres. Beautiful. All together. It's about 35, 40-minute drive down. Beautiful farmland down there. One of the most beautiful golf courses you'll see. Put you up, get some good food. You'll do that this weekend for me? Take care of that?
Oh, absolutely.
Either that or I might take you down to Columbia this weekend. You've never been to Williams-Brice.
I am not going to Columbia this weekend.
Why not?
I'll tell you that right now.
So better chance of Katichi for you?
Much better chance of that.
CATEECHEE.com. I'm telling you, this is a great little getaway, little fall in the air this weekend, little cooler temperatures this weekend. Go play golf. Go stay with them. Stay in their lake house, on their cabin, or stay in their beautiful right there. I'd stay at the clubhouse there, the beautiful suites they have there, and great food and great golf. What a beautiful weekend you could have. Romantic getaway weekend this weekend. Katichi, CATEECHEE.com. Love it down there. What a great piece of property. We'll take a break, come back, more right after this.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
Relax, Tigertown. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with 4 on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Ready SC is assisting Esurance, an Allstate company, with recruitment for its Greenville office. Esurance is seeking entry-level associates with starting pay of $15 an hour plus commission. Esurance is an equal opportunity employer providing paid training and licensing programs. Interested candidates are invited to their open house Wednesday, October 10th from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. at 1200 Brookfield Boulevard. For more information, go to esurance.com/careers. Esurance, making insurance surprisingly painless.
Do you need LED tube lights, floodlights, high bay, or canopy lights? Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebates upfront to you with a verification of your business's Duke Power bill. Visit online at crute-led.com for more information or call 401-8506.
Every year, WCCP gives you a chance to get our one-of-a-kind Tigers for Tatas wristband. All money goes to Dabo Swinney's All In Foundation, and you'll get your chance to grab a few and talk sports with Brad and Ben on October 18th. The press box will be hanging out at Locomart on Old Greenville Highway from 9 until noon. Locomart's teaming up with Tiger Moving Company to move some Tigers for Tatas wristbands. We'll have Papa John's Pizza and giveaways, too. Join us October 18th from 9 till noon at Locomart from 105.5 The Roar.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
You do one thing when you wake up tomorrow. Bring it.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I've all seen the man at the liquor store begging for your chain. The hair on his face is dirty, dreadlocked in for the main. Yes, a man for what it can spare with shame.
Hey, it's right around the corner. It's our friends at SCDMV. It's our friends telling you that 2020 is going to be here before you know it, and go ahead and take care of it now. We're talking about real IDs. A real ID is the one that's got the gold stars, the one that's going to allow you to enter plane or get on commercial flights or get into any kind of federal building or military installation. You're going to need this in the future, so don't panic late. Get it done. Get it done now. How can you do it? Go to scdmvonline.com. South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. Online.com. You can find your branch. You can find wait time. You can find out what you need, the proof of identity, the proof of your current physical address, any forms you might need, anything you need to know about it. They've got a frequently asked questions, comment, or a page there for you that can help you out when you search real ideas. SCDMVonline.com. How you doing over there, buddy? What'd you learn from Tony Morrell, TheBigSpur.com?
I learned that they're not going to rush Jake Bentley back. They're going to take their time with him because he is a valued part of that offense, and he's QB1 down there in Columbia, and that's what I learned from Tony Morrell.
It's going to be very interesting to see who plays quarterback in Columbia this weekend. All right. I've been wanting to do this. I want to get some FPI stuff. Can we talk about just playoff contenders at this point? Only the undefeated teams at this point. Are you ready?
We started naming the undefeated teams before.
Right.
About who could remain undefeated for the rest of the season. Is that what we're doing here?
Let me tell you what the FPI says the record will be at the end of the year.
Okay.
All right. This is ESPN's FPI.
Football Power Index.
South Florida's undefeated right now. But they predict South Florida to lose to Houston, Cincinnati, Temple, and Central Florida and go 8-4.
Yikes.
So they don't have any chance whatsoever to stay in that race. Cincinnati's undefeated right now. But they predict them to lose to Central Florida. So if we win that one, even then, they're not in the Power Five. Cincinnati, no chance at all. Colorado is undefeated right now at 5-0. You know what? Won't let me get Colorado's in here.
Colorado?
Yeah, Colorado. Colorado won't go undefeated, though. Let me give you Colorado's schedule that we have it out here. You tell me. My FPI is not working, but from here on out, Colorado, who they lose to. That's a good start for Colorado, though. Really, they were great 2 years ago. They were terrible last year. And now they seem to be back again. Colorado has, from here on out, at Southern Cal this week.
They could lose, I guess, 10:30 game.
Late. Here it is right here. They have a 26% chance of winning that one. They have Colorado going 1-2. They have Colorado winning only one more game the rest of the year, FPI. Losing to Oregon. I'm beating Oregon State, losing to Southern Cal, Washington, Arizona, Washington State, Utah, Cal. They're not going undefeated. We agree upon that?
Agreed.
The next undefeated team to discuss is Central Florida. Now, Central Florida is favoring all of their games. Not a huge favorite. Only 54% chance of winning at Memphis this week. 93 against East Carolina. 84 against Temple. 94 against Navy. 75 against Cincinnati. 66 against South Florida on the road. They could go, but let's remember this. Not a Power Five.
Not a Power Five.
The next undefeated team to talk about is NC State. NC State. NC State's record they're predicting. They have a 10% chance of winning against Clemson. 51 at Syracuse, 75 at Florida State, 84 at Wake Forest, 83 at Louisville, and 81 at North Carolina. So they're saying 11-1. Well, 10-1 because they don't.
Listen, if they can sneak by Clemson, they got a shot, but.
Yeah. This is their big game. This is it. Not going to happen, right? Can we agree upon that?
Yes.
West Virginia. Now we're getting somewhere.
Almost heaven.
West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. We got to harmonize more on the show.
Yeah, that's good.
At Iowa State, 62%. Baylor, 87%. At Texas, 43%.
When? They don't lose to Oklahoma.
TCU, 74%. At Oklahoma State, 47%. Oklahoma, 42%. They're not going undefeated.
They don't lose until Oklahoma.
But they're not going undefeated.
Oh!
Now we're getting somewhere because now we got the real.
Where the waving wheat and sure smells sweet. And the wind comes right behind the rain.
Now we have the five true contenders. Let me tell you what FBI says for Notre Dame.
I was in the middle school musical, Oklahoma.
Were you really?
I played Ike Skidmore.
I bet you crushed it.
I did.
Don't know who Ike Skidmore is.
He was a very minor character in that play.
How'd you do?
I did fine. I parlayed it into the lead role in Guys and Dolls the next year. And then I retired from my acting career.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
I was Sky Masterson in Guys and Dolls. It's fine. It's whatever.
Of course you were.
I ain't done.
Hey, Hark, you know, at least you did it live, right?
Yeah. Oh, I did it live.
Somebody else wrote the lines for you. You memorized them. You read it out. Okay.
I crushed it. I'll tell you right now.
Notre Dame, you ready?
Yes.
Pittsburgh, 95%.
Mm-hmm.
Navy, neutral site, 97%. Mm-hmm. Navy's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Where is that game being played?
That's like Anaheim or San Diego or something. Yeah, San Diego.
Okay.
I think. I can look it up. Why in the world they're going to San Diego, California? I know they have a Navy base out there. They want to recruit California. Is that game? Yes, in San Diego. At Northwestern, I don't know what we're doing playing a true road game. That's crazy. In Chicago, they want to recruit Chicago. 77% chance. That's their lowest. No, not the lowest one yet. Hold on. Florida State, 91% chance. Syracuse in Yankee Stadium, 81% chance. At Southern Cal, just 69% chance. But they're favored in all their games. You ready for Clemson?
Yes.
FPI. Clemson. NC State, 89.9% chance, 90%. Florida State, 91%. Louisville, 99%. At Boston College, 85%. Duke, 90%. South Carolina, 90%. So Clemson's going undefeated, correct?
Correct. Man, what saying that is. What a phrase that is.
Georgia. You ready?
Georgia.
I'm a little surprised this first one.
I'm in a singing mood today.
I can tell. Just an old sweet song. At LSU, I'm surprised this is this high. 73.9%. Florida, 76%. At Kentucky, 82%. Auburn, 84.5%. UMass, 99%. Georgia Tech, 92%. But you got the SEC championship game.
But.
Ohio State, ready?
Yep.
Minnesota, 96%. Purdue, 90%. Nebraska, 98%. At Michigan State, 81%. Maryland, 90%. Michigan at home, 71.9%.
Undefeated.
They're going undefeated. Alabama, final one. You ready?
Undefeated.
Yeah. Missouri, 92%. Tennessee, 95%. Undefeated. LSU, 80%. Mississippi State, 87%.
Is it at LSU?
Citadel, 90, yeah, at LSU, 80.3%.
That's why it's so low.
Citadel, 99%. And Auburn, 88%.
Don't sleep on the Citadel.
Sound asleep. We're on to Auburn. So, the out of the FPI, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, and Notre Dame all favorite. Georgia and Alabama will have to play each other. Now, let's look at some other interesting ones here. You'll see South Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
A little surprised with this one. 50.4% chance of beating A&M. Even though A&M's a favorite, they're just saying 50.4.
Okay.
83% Tennessee. Mm. 52% Ole Miss.
Mm.
It's a win. Florida, 26%.
Mm.
Chattanooga, 98%. Clemson, 10%. Two losses. You know, they'll reschedule Allen or Benedict or Charleston Southern or Coastal or whatever, and they'll win 8-4.
We'll play them twice. A little home and home.
I'm with you. Let's do it. I like the idea. There's a bunch of teams in here I'm really interested in, though. Like, Florida from here on out. You ready?
Georgia.
Loses to Georgia, but wins the rest of the team. The rest of the games there, 10-2 for Florida. Miami, this is interesting to me. Miami favored in every game from here on out. Virginia Tech, 55.8%, I should say. Georgia Tech, only 61% against Georgia Tech on the road. 60% against Boston College. I don't think Miami wins out. But if Miami does, 11-1 against Clemson, ACC championship game. That's interesting to me. Auburn is interesting to me. Auburn with already two losses, favored every game but Georgia, only 15% chance of beating Georgia, and only 11% chance of beating Alabama. A&M is a very interesting team to me. What happens the rest of the year? First of all, A&M has losing the next three games and then winning the next three, 7-5 Jimbo's first year. LSU is a very interesting team to me from here on out. Losing to Georgia, losing to Alabama, losing to A&M. 8-4, is that enough to keep your job for Coach O? Not sure. Texas is a very interesting team to me. Texas losing to Oklahoma State on the road, losing to Texas Tech on the road, beating everybody else. So that would be a 9-3 Texas team. Think about teams that can move in here. Michigan, from here on out, the only losses to Ohio State. If they do that, they'll have bookend losses, and Michigan does not make it to the college football playoffs. According to the FBI, there's really like six teams have a chance, and that's just about it. Penn State is interesting to me. Penn State losing to Michigan, that'd be 10-2, and that would be out if FBI is correct through all this. Oklahoma, can they play their way back into it? Oklahoma winning out from here on out, including 57%. At West Virginia, one loss Oklahoma, I think could make its way back in. Washington is a one-loss team right now, favored every single game from here on out. Closest one will be this week at Oregon. But 11-1 Washington could play their way back in. And that, to me, that's just about it. I mean, Florida, we told you what Florida was. They're not going to make it back in. Penn State, Oklahoma, Michigan, those are the ones that have the one-loss teams right now that have some sort of chance. I just wanted to give you a few of the FPIs and what the what ESPN's FPI has to say about the rest of the season. Let me give you one more. What's Kentucky look like the rest of the year here? Loses to Missouri at Missouri? What? And loses to Georgia. I'm not buying that one. I think the Georgia game comes down to the SEC East Championship. I think they beat Missouri coming out of that. Anyway, just a little FPI talk for you. This has Miami winning the Coastal. Virginia Tech, quickly, they're not going to win from here on out. They won't win that one. So anyway,
they're not going to win from here on out?
No, they're not going to win the division from here on out. They have, losing to Miami is their only loss. They'd be 9-3. That'd be a good Justin Fuentes moving forward kind of deal for him. You want Georgia Tech? Because I'm interested in Georgia Tech.
Yes.
This is interesting to see what they think about Paul Johnson's future. Paul. Right now, three losses. They have them losing to Duke, Virginia Tech, Miami, and Georgia. That'd be 7 losses. 5-7, Paul Johnson.
Bye-bye.
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 Interesting, though. How about Florida State? If I can find the Seminoles on here. Boy, are they way down this list. Let me give you Boston College while we find this one.
Tell me about Boston College.
Boston College, 2 losses so far. They got to lose to Miami, Virginia Tech, and Clemson. 3 straight losses. That'd be 7-5 in a good year for Boston College. That's lose a lot of momentum with that one. You want Tennessee?
Nope.
I do. Tennessee, 3 losses so far. Auburn, Alabama, South Carolina, Kentucky, Missouri, and Vanderbilt. Be 9 losses, 3-9 first year, Jeremy Pruitt.
You're the only 10 I see.
You from Knoxville? You're the only 10 I see. I can't find Florida State on the list because that was the only one I'm still interested in of any team in the country. Oh, here it is right here. FSU, not Florida State. FSU right now with 3 losses.
They are.
It ain't good, buddy.
Things get worse, huh?
It ain't good. You ready?
Get worse?
73% chance of beating Wake Forest.
Hey, there you go. All right.
9% chance of beating Clemson. That's 4.
90% chance of losing to Clemson.
Yeah, a 9% chance of winning.
Okay, just making sure. You said 90% chance of beating Clemson.
No. Ooh. 24% chance of beating NC State. That's 5 losses. 8% chance of beating Notre Dame. That's at Notre Dame. That's 6 losses. 48% chance of beating Boston College at 7 losses. 24% chance of beating Florida. That's 8 losses. 4-8 first year. Willie Taggart, tough recruiting sled after that. Interesting stuff, man. Pretty cool stuff. Hey, my friends at Trail, I just told you, is it November the 9th? Is that what Will says for you and your showdown with him?
Yeah, a month from today.
Okay. 1 month from today, November 9th, 2:30 on Friday. I think I'm going to be...
there.
Nope. I'll be in Boston that day catching a flight.
Oh, we can't do it then. Plata's got to be there.
I'll be in Boston. I'll be on the way to Boston at 2:30.
What are we doing for Halloween? Are we dressing up that day?
Are you an adult?
Yeah.
We don't dress up.
Well, you can't have fun as an adult?
Yeah, you can have fun, but you don't dress up as an adult.
I'm wearing a costume on Halloween. Let me be clear about that.
So you're not an adult?
No, I'm an adult.
I don't know. I question your adulthood if you wear a costume. That's kids the holiday.
What's the fun in being normal?
Just that's okay to be normal sometimes. It's a kid's holiday. When I was a child, I thought I was a child. I act as a child. Now I'm a man. I don't act like a child anymore.
I think you can have fun.
You can have fun.
Something ridiculous.
Yeah, you can have fun. Mm-hmm. We have fun. I have fun every day. As long as I'm not in the funeral. Not in the first two cars.
First two cars.
I have fun every day, buddy. Give it a third car, I'm okay. All right? Third car in line, that's my cutoff point. First two cars, not a good day. Every other day besides that is a good day.
First is the worst, second is the best. Third is one with the treasure chest, baby.
Hey,
won the lottery today.
That's what I'm saying. Every day's a good day.
As long as I'm not in those first two cars.
Hey, my friends at Trail, though, this is a great way to go about your business here. Let Trail take care of you, TREHEL.com. It's a single source delivery, and it's with good people, man. I don't talk enough about who you're going to be dealing with. When you call, the person that answers your phone call is a really good person, is going to do a really good job for you. And then you're going to meet with the teams there, the design teams there, and meet with the contractors and meet with everybody you're going to deal with. And from the beginning to end, all the way through, and even post construction services, everybody you're going to run across, you're going to say, hey, man, that's a good people right there. That's a good lady right there. That's a good man right there. I like those people. You're going to have great relationships at the end of it. It's not just about paper, not about blueprints. You will get your building done on time, and it will be done on budget. But besides that, you're going to come out of it and, like, have new relationships with people. It's a really cool advantage of it. They have no adversarial relationships. That's hard to do in any business, especially in their business. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Call Trell today. Final segment after this.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Swinney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Swinney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
The road to true freedom is traveled on two wheels. Tim's Harley Davidson will put you on a motorcycle that's worthy of the ride. They'll welcome you like family and help you find the bike of your dreams. And Tim's will take care of you for the long haul with service and gear. It's time for the new 2019 models. Plus, they have pre-loved bikes too. Real freedom is an ongoing challenge. Meet it head on with a test ride at Tim's Harley Davidson in Anderson.
If you ever wanted to buy or build your dream home, now is a great time. Hi, I'm Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
And I'm John Foster with Ag South Farm Credit. We offer low fixed rate loans on land, farms, and home construction.
Whether you want to buy a home or just land, in town or in the country, Ag South has a program for you.
Call us at 864-226-8507.
That's 864-226-8507.
Equal House Lender, NMLS 480-519.
Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road knows how much you like your wings. This football season, they've stepped up their game and have two new wing sauces to add to the mix. Try the savory with a hint of heat in the spicy garlic, or go full-fledged hot with Korean Volcano. At Twin Peaks, there are over 30 ways to build your perfect wings, whether you like them boneless, sauced and tossed, or grilled to perfection. Get up here and enjoy. Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Electric City Signs and Neon, over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate, specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs. Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
Help the Clemson Tigers tackle hunger by donating to the Palmetto Series Food and Funds Drive, benefiting Golden Harvest Food Bank. The Palmetto Series Drive helps feed local families struggling with hunger. For every dollar you donate, Golden Harvest can provide three meals to a local family in need. And you'll help Clemson University to win the coveted Palmetto Series Cup. Visit goldenharvest.org to give today. Again, that's goldenharvest.org to feed a local family in need.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system. And this week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's Workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Wake up.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
I'm looking right now at PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark Hawkins and the great friends at Prime Lending want to help you out. Here's the bottom line, is that it is still about the bottom line. Rates right now are changing, and you need someone to own your side to get you the best rate possible. You know, nowadays, we went through a big industry change here after 2008, and thank goodness we weeded out some bad guys, and now we got a lot of good guys left, including these folks. 96% customer satisfaction. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. One of the top 10 purchase lenders in the country. And over 500,000 happy homeowners thanks to Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. If you're in the upstate of South Carolina, I want you to call 349-0160. Our great folks at Prime Lending and Plains Capital Company, Mark Hawkins and his team, Amanda, and all the great folks want to help you out. It's PrimeLendingSC.com, especially with some rate hikes now. You know, you want to think about really maximizing what you're doing? Think about it, PrimeLendingSC.com. So I told you, Zach, I'd had fun. I always have fun every single day, even at a funeral, as long as I'm not the first two cars. Get a text message this morning. Hey, good morning, guys. I'm a local funeral home director. Love your show. We always say it's better to walk into the funeral home than to ride to the funeral home. It's all coming for you, buddy. You're not going to Columbia with me this weekend?
Are you really going to that game?
No.
Yeah, good, because I'm sorry to hear that, but no, I'm not going.
I'd think about it if you go with me.
No. I think I'm going to try to go camping this weekend.
Really?
Is the plan, but it's supposed to be...
No Katichi for you, then.
Be raining. I don't want to, you know, be in the mud and the old slop.
It's not going to rain this weekend.
Yeah, but it's going to rain Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, before then.
And believe it or not, of course it sticks around a little bit.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to rain in Columbia Saturday, and they had a monsoon.
A monsoon.
How about that?
Listen.
All right, I'll go ahead and tell you again. Earl Enery says, how did the Red Sox and Yankees finish up last night? Asking for a friend.
Well, Earl?
Earl, you're not a friend of ours, so. What kind of person, Earl? What kind of person?
Earl, we lost a 15 last night. Appreciate you bringing it up.
But what kind of person wants to rub your nose in it like that?
Listen, it's all in good fun. It's all in good fun.
Red Sox beat the Yankees 16-1. Take a 2-1 lead there. CC comes back Wednesday night, though.
Braves are out of the postseason already, so.
Yeah, good job, Earl.
It's all right.
Dodgers beat the Braves last night, or yesterday afternoon, 6-2. Manny Machado. Manny Machado's got some interesting hair now, at least.
Machado.
But they won 6-2, and they won that series 3-1. Now they'll face, or they'll host, first game coming up with the Brewers in the NLCS. Houston beat Cleveland 11-3 yesterday to sweep the Cleveland Indians. Tell you, man, I'm not sure anybody could beat Houston, to be honest with you. I think Houston looking really, really good. Monday Night Football last night, New Orleans 43, Washington 19. It wasn't a good day to be Brad Sinketh. I know he's listening now, probably coming in now. Braves loss, Redskins loss. Don't give him a hard time about that, because we don't rub people's nose and stuff, Zach. I can tell you that. Drew Brees becomes the all-time leading passer in NFL history.
Let me clear about something. I'm doing the first hour with Brad today.
Oh, are you really?
And I will be giving him a hard time about it.
Why, man? Don't do that. Don't do that.
I will be doing that.
Lynn J. Dixon, ACC Rookie of the Week this week. Glad to see that.
Freshman of the Week?
Rookie of the Week. Because, or Newcomer of the Week, whatever. Because a Rookie of the Week means you can be a junior college transfer and still win it.
It's ridiculous.
And
I remember back in the day when it was freshman of the week.
Well, you know what? I want to save my 2-minute drill for something else. We normally do lines earlier, and I hadn't done this in the last couple weeks because we get so caught up in Clemson games and South Carolina games and things on these lines. Let me give you some quick TV and some quick lines. To be honest with you, Mr. Orr 24, it's not a great weekend. We have football tonight, by the way. Appalachian State at Arkansas State, 8 o'clock ESPN2. You watching that one?
Nope.
Watching the Yankees-Red Sox tonight.
I will be watching Yankees-Red Sox this evening.
At least early. Last night, got to bed pretty early. Thursday night, you have... Will you look up the NFL game for me Thursday night?
I know who it is.
Who?
It's the stupid Giants.
Are they really? At the Falcons?
Giants-Eagles.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry for America to have to watch the Giants play on Thursday night.
Thursday night, Georgia Southern, Texas State, 7:30 ESPNU. No, Texas Tech, TCU, 7:30 ESPN. You're going to watch that one.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, you got a little South Florida, Tulsa. You got a little Air Force, San Diego State. You got Arizona, Utah. Utah's coming off a big win. Saturday, Nooners, quickly. It's not a good weekend. Nooners, Florida, Vanderbilt, ESPN. Stop me if you hear anything that intrigues you right now. Iowa, Indiana, ESPN2. Minnesota, Ohio State. Row the boat, question mark, maybe. And FS1, Nebraska, Northwestern, ABC, noon. Oklahoma State's terrible. Kansas State's terrible. ESPNU at noon. No. Rutgers, Maryland, no. Tennessee, Auburn, noon. SEC Network, no. Remember that used to be a big game? Duke, Georgia Tech, 12:20. Louisville, Boston College, 12:30. Pittsburgh, Notre Dame, 2:30. No. The 3:30, you got two good 3:30 games. Georgia, LSU on CBS, South Carolina, and Texas A&M, SEC Network.
Mm-hmm.
You have Michigan State, Penn State, Big Ten Network. That's interesting to me at 3:30. Washington, Oregon, ABC, 3:30. That's a good game. So all the 3:30 games are good. Night games are terrible Saturday night.
Terrible.
Tell me one. Give me one game you're going to watch, all right? You ready?
Yep.
Houston, East Carolina, Miami, Virginia, Missouri, Alabama, UCLA, California, Virginia Tech, North Carolina. Anything catch you so far?
Nothing.
West Virginia, Iowa State.
Virginia Tech, North Carolina?
No.
Philpott's calling it. I'm watching.
Okay. West Virginia, Iowa State, Ole Miss, Arkansas, Colorado, Southern Cal, maybe Fox Sports 1, maybe. I guess I watch Wisconsin, Michigan. Ratings are outstanding for that. And quickly, buddy, just quickly, let me give you some lines before we get to two-minute drill stuff. Lines, that's what you did when you were doing Oklahoma. Line. Boston College, 13.5 to 14 over Louisville early this week. Miami, 6 at Virginia. A&M, 2 to 2.5 over South Carolina. Georgia Tech, 1.5 to 2 over Duke. Virginia Tech, 5.5 to 6 over North Carolina. Notre Dame, 20.5 to 21 over Pittsburgh. Southern Cal, 7 over Colorado. Washington, 3 to 3.5 at Oregon. Ole Miss, 6 to 6.5 at Arkansas. Michigan, 7 to 7.5 over Wisconsin. Ohio State, 29.5 over Minnesota. West Virginia, 6 to 6.5 at Iowa State. Auburn 16.5, Tennessee, Alabama 28.5. They'll cover that against Missouri. My gracious, it's got to be more than that. Florida 7 at Vanderbilt. Georgia 7-point favorite at LSU. Just a little early lines for you. Brad Hughes, my accident forgiveness word. I'm a good hands of Brad Hughes, a good hands of Allstate. Call him at 292-3001. Email him bradhughes@allstate.com. Get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Today I forgive all the folks watching Twitter all day long. It's going to be a big Twitter day today.
Big Twitter day today.
Because, you know why?
Basketball stuff today.
That's right.
Let's do it.
That's right. Basketball trial goes back underway and doesn't look good.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Vitale says last night, look for some blockbuster. There's rumors of a blockbuster revelation today.
Blockbuster, baby.
Oh, I'm here to tell you. Are you serious? It's going to be awesome, baby. It's going to be explosive testimony today in the basketball corruption case.
Can't wait.
I'm going to be interested in seeing it. We finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, I know that you at 50 can probably understand this, but one of my good, good friends turns 26 today, where he's closer to 30 than he is to 20 now. He's an old man. Going to be at my wedding in next summer. I can't wait to see him again.
So we're going to be at the wedding together.
A happy birthday to one Brendan Thomas Post up there in New Jersey. Many, many more, pal, and we'll see you soon.
Good for you. My two-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton@Newton.com for all of your real estate needs. Anything you need here in Clemson, get in touch with my great friend, EricNewton.com. Let him take care of you. EricNewton.com, full-service real estate company right here in Clemson. Yesterday, running back Reggie Gillespie from NC State says, quote, My first time in Death Valley, we were up the majority of the game, so the crowd was quiet. So we know we can quiet that crowd. That's what we need to do, jump out, be crisp, do everything we could to jump out on us guys and keep the crowd out of it. He says, we know we can keep the crowd quiet. We'll see, Reggie. We'll see. Let me thank callers, sponsors, listeners, texters, tweeters, emailers. Let me thank Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Tomorrow's show, Texas A&M play-by-play guy. I'm hoping still is going to join us for tomorrow. We'll also have our power rankings, national ACC and SEC power rankings tomorrow. Certainly looking forward to that. Zach Orr, great job once again, man. So you're working up, coming up next, right? Just the first hour.
First hour with Brad today.
All right, and then later on you'll hear from Dabo Swinney at his, no press conference today from those guys. So you won't hear from him all that. So up next, three of my favorite people, Brad and Zach, and then Ben after that, right? Look forward to that. Folks, have a wonderful Tuesday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see.